Nicole Chavastik on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
Some breaking news coming through this afternoon that 5 months out, the Melbourne International Film Festival has been cancelled. It will not be staged for the first time since its launch in 1952. Very sad news. El Cossa is the MIF Artistic Director. Good afternoon.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Difficult decision, El. What has brought you to this point?
Oh, absolutely. Look, we're heartbroken today in terms of the news that we've had to put out there. It certainly is not a decision that's been lightly made whatsoever. It's thinking about not only what the situation may be in August, but what our path is from here in terms of producing and delivering the festival, and how much it has been complicated and compromised, and what the cumulative sort of consequences are in terms of our situation at the moment. So we work in a particular ecosystem in terms of international festivals, and there's been a huge amount of disruption to our film supply chain. There's a variety of factors, really, in terms of our stakeholder relationships as well. And we had to come to the decision, the very difficult decision, that there just is not a viable path from here on in terms of all the points of our critical path that need to be hit to be able to deliver the festival, both in terms of our programming processes, our operational processes, in terms of thinking from the perspective of community health as a priority, and in terms of considering what we can say in terms of how certain or uncertain the situation may be and may remain to be in August as well. And when you put all of those things together, we've had, you know, risk consultation, we've modelled a variety of scenarios, we've talked very robustly at a level of management and had great support from our board. And you kind of put all of those conversations and consultations together. And the one way to kind of act responsibly and kind of move forward is to not move forward with the festival this year, which is just heartbreaking.
The thought of winter without the Melbourne International Film Festival is difficult to get your head around.
It really is. I mean, this, as you say, it's from 1952. It's an iconic part of our cityscape. It really brings Melburnians together in the depths of winter, and we're so aware of how many people are so closely connected to it. You know, how many people take 3 weeks off work and see 50 to 60 films, and what a landmark event this is on people's calendars, something for them to look forward to, and something we very much as a team look forward to presenting to our city as well, and really bringing Melbourne alive in winter. So we're very kind of aware of the whole this kind of places in our city and our calendar, and certainly in our cinemascape, in terms of what we feel we bring to Melbourne.
What is this doing to the cinema industry, the movie industry more broadly? How can anybody make a film, finish a film, hire crews? How can this, you know, critical artistic vein which pulses through our society continue to operate at any level?
I mean, that is the question being asked and asked constantly and asked in every direction at the moment. And there's so much degree of complexity in how that needs to continue happening. I mean, one of the things I alluded to before was the disruption in some of our programming processes. And as I say, we're a festival that operates in orbit of many other festivals internationally. We go to different places, we scout different films, we're very active in looking remotely at what films are connecting and playing with which audiences kind of internationally and what might be a fit to what we do here. And so, you know, over the last few months, you've had this succession of cancellations, postponements, collapses of different kind of screen culture events and festivals, you know, including, but certainly not limited to, you know, places such as South by Southwest and Tribeca Film Festival and Hot Docs and kind of right down the line. And the cumulative impact of that is really that so many films, you know, are in a state of limbo. Their opportunities have been taken away from them. The filmmakers don't have the opportunity to launch. Some of those things might drift downstream in time. The strategy might change, and rather than presenting in some of these places, people might just try to sell films directly into territories. Or things might just remain in limbo for you know, a very long time, and that's even just thinking about the small amount of films that use festivals specifically as launch pads. There'll be many many productions shut down, and many where there just isn't that clarity in terms of the planning required at pre-production to, you know, confidently move forward against a schedule of delivery dates.
But you're coming back.
You're coming back, aren't you, Al?
We'll
be back. There's no doubt about that. We are back. We are back for what will now be our 69th edition in August 2021. We are, 100% returning, and we will bring the best of world cinema with us. It is what we do. It is what we are here to do. We will forge a path back, absolutely.
We'll be sitting in the front row cheering. Al, great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
You too. Thank you so much.
Al Kosser, the MIFF Artistic Director.